Hey, Yael, what's up?
Oh, just doing some online shopping for my friend's baby shower. She had a really hard time getting pregnant, so it's a big deal.
That's great. Have they picked up a name for the little guy yet?
Yes, actually. They're going to call him Siberio.
You're kidding. Siberio?
It's a little weird, I know, but hey, how did you know they're having a boy anyway?
Well, you said your friend had a hard time conceiving, right?
Yeah, so?
According to a study done by researchers at Maastricht University in the Netherlands, the longer it takes a woman to get pregnant, the greater her chances of having a boy. See, one reason why some women have trouble conceiving is that the mucus around their cervix is extra thick. That makes it harder for sperm to reach the egg. Now, the Y chromosome, which is the one that makes boys, contains less DNA than the X chromosome, which makes girls. This means that sperm that contain a Y chromosome are a bit lighter than sperm with two X chromosomes.
Let me guess where this is going. The lighter Y chromosome carrying sperm are faster and better at swimming through thick cervical mucus.
At least the Y chromosome carrying sperm may have a better shot at getting through the mucus and reaching the egg. So, according to the study, it may be the case that women who take a long time to get pregnant because of thick mucus have a better chance of having a boy.
In this case, a boy named Siberio.
Maybe you should try weirdbabygifts.com.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Frederick Stamen in the School of Medicine. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.